The Office of Management and Budget is telling federal agencies digital services will play a bigger role in how they modernize IT systems this year, and OMB is encouraging agencies to dust off some of the resources it already has. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco's got the story.
The Office of Management and Budget says it'll hold agencies accountable to the U.S. Digital Services Playbook this year. The playbook isn't new. OMB wrote it about 2 years ago now. It's a list of about 13 best practices for agencies to help them get products and services out to the public faster. But OMB says agencies shouldn't just treat the book as a resource it can occasionally pull off the shelf. Lisa Schlosser is the Deputy Chief Information Officer at OMB. She didn't specify just how she'll hold agencies accountable to the playbook, but they are getting some help. The U.S. Digital Services team is working with departments to identify and bring on digital services experts. This person would help find and recruit new people to work at each agency.
That does not mean we're displacing all of you, your IT people. We're just trying to bring in a different set of skills to also to work side by side with you as you're looking at your financial management systems in this case and across your entire IT architecture and help you bring in some of these modern digital practices that we've been talking about.
But some new figures from OMB show agencies aren't jumping headlong into developing and modernizing some of these new technologies. As of November 2015, agencies spend about $80 billion a year on IT products and services. But 24% of that number goes toward developing or modernizing new technology. Nearly 75% goes toward operations and maintenance, basic upkeep on existing technology. Budget uncertainty certainly plays a role, but it's not the only culprit. A new survey of federal CIOs from the Association of Government Accountants and Accenture says agencies are struggling with procurement, culture, and talent management. At the Social Security Administration, a group of aging employees handle about 80% of the agency's IT work. Contractors handle the rest. With that in mind, updating Social Security's collective skill set is a big goal. Robert Klopp is SSA's Chief Information Officer.
We have to take an aging group of folks that have learned to do software engineering in a different environment than what is the state of the art today and figure out how to upgrade those people. The interesting thing that I think is just occurring to us, though, is that if we're doing replacement and we have sort of an old culture, if you will, of IT, and every time somebody retires, we pick some young person and we put them, bury them, spread out in the old culture, that basically the old culture has more impact on them than they have on the old culture. And so we're starting to ask ourselves and work with our HR folks about whether or not we can, every time we get 20 open slots or 20 people retire, whether we can actually pull those people out, put them through a training class, and then somehow inject them back into the organization.
The Homeland Security Department was one of the first agencies to have a digital services group. Luke McCormick is the DHS CIO. He says the department is trying to get its current employees up to speed on new skills, but he's also hiring.
We were just at a job fair on cybersecurity and made, I think, about 70 tentative offers on the spot to a variety of recent grads and almost-to-be grads from that perspective. And that's a different pool of employees that we're focusing our attention on, but we're trying to focus as much of our attention on the current employees and a migration to a new skill set, along with a new set of employees and in some cases a different type of skill set than they have today.
Digital services experts are one piece of the puzzle. New acquisition strategies to develop those new systems are the other. OMB's Lisa Schlosser.
The other thing we'll be looking at is how fast are you delivering new functionality in your information systems development projects? You know, are you adopting things like agile practices, iterative delivery of functionality? So we're trying to shift the whole culture of the way we buy, build, and deliver technology.
She also pointed out two specific areas in the digital services playbook. Play number 5, structuring budgets and contracts to support delivery, and play number 13, default to the open. Schlosser says no agency should spend years on a new project.
The modern way of doing this is you have, you bring in your customer, you bring in the users with the developers in a room, you determine what they want to use, you look at the user experience, look at their expectations, you build something, you test it, you put it into production. You build, you test production. No project should be taking years. Projects should be taking, and functionality should be delivered in weeks and months. And all of you need to hold your CIOs accountable for setting that type of process up in your organization. That's the way we have to do business these days. And you don't start from scratch anymore. You shouldn't be developing custom code from scratch. The way modern developers, you know, the best companies in the world develop software, is you start with existing code, and then you build around that code.
The Social Security Administration knows this one all too well. SSA CIO Robert Klopp.
We're currently in the middle of a project where we've already spent $350 million, and for a variety of technical reasons, we started all over again from scratch, and we believe that we will complete what's taken us seven years, in 1 year for about $30 million. And the reality is it should have only been 10 or 15 million, but we sort of inherited some fat from the previous things. So imagine if by using open source software and Agile, if the world changes so that there's no such thing in the government of $300 million software projects anymore.
Agile and open source aren't necessarily new concepts, but agency CIOs might need a little nudge to focus on the new. AGA's survey says 75% of CIOs notice a resistance to change at their agencies when they try to incorporate some of these tools and authorities to new IT projects and their budgets as a whole. Klopp agreed Agile has and is working, but he says it's nearly impossible to keep up and stay ahead of the curve.
I think there's a myth that you can just transfer O&M to special projects and somehow modernize everything without a net investment to grow stuff. So I think part of the problem is that there is some investment required to modernize IT systems, that somehow the government's going to have to find a way to make that investment. And the investment will pay itself off because of the reduced costs when you get to the new world. But I guess I would challenge, I didn't see Lisa's talk, and I know Lisa, and so I'm having not heard what she said, but I would be careful about any suggestion that there's some magic that somehow for the same amount of money you're going to just keep everything running and modernize as well.
In Washington, Nicole LaGrisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.